Today is May 16th, 2023, and this is the Polsa Museum's daily centennial moment. Engineer hurt when dry kiln walls collapse. C.M. Mullarky, engineer at the Knox and Tomb door factory at 106th Street, sustained one cracked rib, bruises about the body, and general shock, which caused him to be removed to the Joachim General Hospital in a collapse of the dry kiln at the plant at 10:30 o'clock yesterday morning. The collapse of the kiln came without warning, settling foundations having removed the base on which the concrete walls had set for many years, according to E.W. Daniels' manager. Almost 100,000 feet of lumber was being dried into the three chambers at the time of the collapse, danger from fire being feared for a time. Several large concrete wall slabs were prevented from falling by the lumber inside, being left in the leaning position after the building fell. The expense of removing the wreckage and saving the lumber will determine the damage, which is estimated at about $15,000. Lumber for the operation of the day shift at the plant will be dried at other mills until the dry kiln can be rebuilt. Practically no one will be thrown out of work as the mill has only operated nights sporadically. Four men had shoveled one carload of lumber into the kiln several minutes before the collapse and might have been hurt had they remained at the scene, although they did not have to enter the kiln to shovel in the car. In other news, Seattle man is new community service leader. Appointment of H.J. Weatherby of Seattle to succeed Paul J. Hofberger as local director and selection of the two new members to their group was the principal business of the Aberdeen Community Service Board of Control, which met in Liberty Auditorium Monday night. Mrs. George F. Messer, president of the Aberdeen Civic Improvement Association, and Iador Kaufman of the Elks Community Welfare Committee are the newly appointed board members. The board has 9 members, and 3 resign every 6 months. Old members are eligible for re-election. Mrs. J.W. Patterson was re-elected Monday night. Mr. Weatherby is a graduate of the University of Washington and had been engaged in business in Seattle since 1922. In other news, convicted peddler asks new trial. Motion for a new trial has been made in Superior Court in Montesano by Emerson Cross in the case of H. Ellis, home remedy vendor convicted last week by a Superior Court jury of sale of cocaine contrary to the Bessler Anti-Narcotics Act. The reason set forth was that the defendant was out of the courtroom during part of the trial. In other news, 3 robberies occur in the city. Theft of a 15-jeweled Waltham watch from the home of Frank Thomas, 249 Cottage Avenue, and 3 other robberies were reported to police yesterday. Mr. Thomas said that the watch had been taken during the day and that he thought it was the work of minors. B.C. Wilson reported the loss of a suit of clothes from his room in the O'Connor House, 221 and a half 8th Street, yesterday. Mrs. C.R. Gillespie said that fishing tackle, a pair of driving gloves, some tools, and a driver's license had been taken from her car several days ago while on a fishing trip. The theft of a bicycle from the M Street Hall at about 8:30 o'clock Monday night was reported by Irvin Schmidtke yesterday after his own efforts and a sleuth has proven fruitless. And finally, Kwanians going to Pacific Beach. Kwanians and their wives and friends will attend the ladies' night to be given by the Joachim Club at Pacific Beach this evening. No luncheon will be held, all attention being given to providing a good time for the guests of the club at the affair. Cars will leave Community Hall at about 6 o'clock for the beach, where dinner will be served at 7 o'clock at the Pacific Beach Hotel. Dancing in the recently improved lobby will be part of the program. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 16, 1923. After 3 months of further restoration inside our 1924 mansion, the Polsa Museum is pleased to announce we are again open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. We're also excited to announce the long-awaited return of our popular red car raffle, with this year's grand prize a 2023 Hot Pepper Red Big Bend Edition Ford Bronco Sport. We've shaken things up with this year's raffle and are now limiting total ticket sales to just 1,000 and have an additional $4,000 cash prizes to give away. Stop in at the museum or visit PolsaMuseum.org for more details. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Polsa, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polsa Museum's daily centennial moment.